It's Austin Packer Football Rewind for a Saturday here on MyAustinMinnesota.com. As I'm Jason Brandt, News and Sports Director here at KAUS. Good enough to be joined by the head coach of the Austin Packers, Ed Schmidt, after last night's game at Art Hess Stadium with the Faribault Falcons. And Ed, first off, as always, thanks so much for your time. I know you're busily preparing here for Rochester John Marshall next Friday night, but looking at that at the game last night, I guess obviously you don't want to be putting myself in your huddle after the game from last night, but was your message to the guys, hey, let's just put this one in the rearview mirror as quick as we can and move on to John Marshall? Or
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was, we took a look in last night, and, we got to move forward. I shared the film with the kids just a few minutes ago. Told them to watch the film and get ready for John Marshall. That's pretty much all we can do.
Yeah, exactly. As looking back at the game, and you and I were talking before we came on here, I really loved the play call to start the game last night on that long pass, and but unfortunately that. Faribault was able to come up with the interception, and they go down and score. But then your best drive of the game obviously gave you reason for hope at that time, and a really nice connection on 4th and 12. Novell Jackson getting just behind the defense enough, and Teague can hit him with a nice pass, and obviously a lot of optimism there when you guys come back and cut out to 8-7.
Yeah, felt good about that. I mean, had a really nice drive, went down the field, and fourth and long there, and taking through a really nice pass, nice catch by Novell for a touchdown, and like you said, we're 8-7 right back in the ball game, and then the wheels kind of fell off there. You kick off, the guy drops it, and takes it back for about 94 yards. So it's one of those things that kids kind of just start hanging their heads. And, you're not out of the game or anything by any means. So, our job as coaches is to get them to, bounce back. And when you have some adversity, how you react. And, we try to relate things to life. There's going to be things that happen in life that don't go your way. And, those are the messages that we're trying to share with these kids and just teach them life lessons of you can't just curl up in a ball and not let things go, because life's going to continue to happen. So
yeah, exactly.
That's the biggest thing that we got to take out of last night. That I really feel. I mean, again, a score of 48-7. That's not our team.
Yeah.
I still have faith in these kids. I still love this team. And we'll continue to fight forward.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, I just that pretty much sums it up there, Ed. Like you were saying, that you're going to get knocked down, beat on a Friday night or in life, and it's how you bounce back. And it's not easy to do sometimes, but you have to. And like you said, that that is not indicative of your team, and things kind of get away from even the best ones sometimes. And like I said, that is not your team. That I think to see your team more like the Albert Lee game, and from here just a couple games ago. But at any rate, as mentioned, then after that kickoff, it seemed, Ed, that obviously Faribault picked up the momentum from there, but seemed like, and I didn't see it, I guess, consistently all night, but enough to see that they look like they really liked, it looked like they're playing a 3-4, but they really like to blitz a outside linebacker or both outside linebackers or corner sometimes. Seems to me that they did a lot of blitzing. Did you see the same thing too? Or?
Yeah, they did a good job with, I don't want to say confusing our linemen. So this is the same defense, that Byron had last week. So we've been practicing against this for 2 weeks here, and we just kind of had some lapses in mental judgment, I guess you could call it, where we just didn't pick up those outside linebackers. They wouldn't come on the line, but they would blitz late, and we just didn't do a good job of picking those up. They dropped some guys in coverage. When Keegan goes down, we went to our sophomore quarterback, Jack Lang, who I thought he did a pretty good job.
Yes, he did. Very good job,
It was probably the best thing that came out of that game was that he has some, you know, varsity experience against starters, you know, so mm-hmm. just kind of a mop-up time. So that was good for Jack. You know, Keegan and I were trying to calm him down with that. I was just, you know, he had the nerves going as a sophomore. And So, like I said, that was probably the best thing to come out of that. He threw some good passes, you know.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So I'm very proud of how you know, Jack played and how some of the kids rallied behind him.
Yeah, they certainly did. And you mentioned Teagan; he went out in the first half. Looked like an ankle or a left leg injury. And I don't know how much info that you want to divulge it, but was he looked like he was walking? He was limping a little bit, but was he held out? Just kind of, you know, way the game was going, an abundance of caution, or?
Yeah, it was kind of a knee problem. Try to get him loosened up a little bit. He just said, you know, when he ran, it kind of hurt, and we just thought that instead of causing more problems,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, let Jack get that experience. Last night when I talked to Keegan, he said that he'll be ready to go on Monday. We'll take a look at him. The trainer will take a look at him.
Sure.
Joe Walker went out also. That was, like I told you about it before, we talked yesterday. It was you go from Joe Walker starting running back, and then we're about the number four running back after that. So mm-hmm. that was a big blow for us. We'll see what with Monday with Joe. He may be in the concussion protocol, and then we'll go from there.
All right. And like you said, Ed, that's how you bounce back. And obviously, you're hoping the guys take out their frustrations next week on the Rockets of Rochester, John Marshall. And I know you're obviously getting ready for the Rockets. It's your only crossover game with a team from the Red Division of the Big Southeast District. And what are some of the things? I guess we'll kind of wrap it up with this question. But basically, what are some of the things you're seeing from the Rockets here in your film study here this weekend?
Well, they're a pretty big team, pretty quick team. So you know, we'll have our hands full. They're a four man front, so we'll just get ready for. But on, you know, ways to block them, they're going to be in pressure. I mean, that's, you know, it kind of when teams watch films like we do, you see what works. And, I always tell the kids that whatever we show on film is what the team's going to do. So we're expecting pressure. Again, just a team that likes to pound the ball. So, you know, we got to stop the run, and we have to be able to run. So that's going to be the two biggest keys of the game.
All right. Well, Ed, thanks so much for your time here on Austin Packer Football Rewind here on myaustinminnesota.com. We'll let you get back at it here to get ready for the Rockets next Friday night. And as always, thanks so much for your time. Greatly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next Friday before the game. Go Pack.
Sounds great. Go Packers.